Now I'm going to address the most common questions that I've been asked over the years about the development of men. So the first one is, can a man be in more than one stage at a time? And the answer is no. You will see characteristics that cross over. For example, men are always some part knight. So a prince will still have a need for adventure. A king will still have a need for adventure. Even an elder will still have a need for adventure. And if they have a very strong need for an adventure, they have a big, big need for adventure, you might mistake them for a knight when they're actually a prince. So that's something to watch out for. Another way to get confused about what stage a particular man is in is if you're trying to have the stages of development explain everything about a man's behavior, and they don't. There are so many behaviors that are just true to being a man and will be either highlighted or exacerbated by a particular stage or more in the background. So for example, competitiveness. Competitiveness is part of being a man. The need to win, the drive to be better than, that's part of being a man. It's going to be in every stage. A man's relationship to his own needs, which is an immediate and urgent relationship to his needs that appears selfish to women but actually isn't. You'll see more of that, for example, in a prince stage where there's so much at stake than you might see in a king who's mostly got it handled because he has so much time and resources to be able to do that. So if it's not just naturally and easily illuminated by this material, let it go. Don't try to, you know, cram the foot into the shoe. There's some other distinction that illuminates that. And frankly, we have 17 days worth of these kinds of distinctions. And so don't try to do it all with the stages of development.